We are learning Masechta Zivam Staf Lamed Chesam Beis. We are beginning 13 lines from Lamed Chesam Beis from the top. Amale Rabba. We just learned that Ula said the difference between Reisha and Seif is the Reisha is a Yibum that's falling from a Arusha, for only Arusha. Reuven only did Kedushin. And the Seif is talking about Nesu'in. And we said, therefore, the Nafkamina is Safak Nesu'in or Safak Arusha. And we're going to ask a very simple question. Why does she have to die to make this Machlaikis? Even if she's alive and waiting for Yibum, you have the same Machlaikis. Who eats the Paris now? The Chariot is Safak. Who eats the Paris? And maybe Beisham would say Achloiku, and Beisil, as you say, you go back to Chazaka. If the difference in Reisha and Seif just says Arusha and Asua, why do you have to say Mesa for? That's Rabba's Kasha. Amar Le Rabba, Adamif Gibe Gufa of Lachamisa. You're already arguing about the Guf Lachamisa, we argue about Yerusha. Lifku Bechayel, Paris. Argue Bechayel, Gabi de Paris. So therefore, Rabba doesn't like Ula's Pshat, that's the difference in the Reisha and Seif. It has to do with Arusa and Asua, then why did they mace them? Why did they kill someone? Elam Rabba, EDVED, both cases, enough luck as in Asua. Both the Reisha and Seifa, talking about where she was married already to Reuven, with an Asuan. She was completely married. Vizika is the Asua, I suffer the Asua. And the halacha is, Azika is the Asua, I suffer the Asua. So when she dies, it's a suffer the Asua. So what's the chilk of the Reisha and the Seifa? Reisha the E Kaime, when she's alive, have the Ihi Vade. She's considered a Vade. Why? Because the principle is hers. So she's considered a Vade. So like Rashi says, Karen Shalom Manav Shach. Look at Lima Chazakat Leh. Her Chazak is better. She's called a Vade. And the Inu Safik. And the Yavam is a Safik. Or the Yavam is a Safik. The Ain Safik was the Vade. Masheka the Sefer, the Mesa. She's not alive anymore. Now they're both coming. Mikoyach din Yerusha, halolabam leirish, halolabam leirish, the Yerish viachloiku, pirishami viachloiku, can we still go as a chazaka? So according to Rabbi, we're talking about Nesua. What's the iteration of the Sefer? The Reish is talking about she's alive. If she's alive, she's the Muxin. No Shalabash, she's the Vadai. Because on everything. Well, yeah, on everything. She's the Vadai. She's a Vadai because you know, she's alive and she's supposed to get the Ksuba. She's a Vadai. Everyone else is a Safik. So there ain't someone that's a Vadai. If she dies, then we're handling Yerusha already. Yerusha, then, you know, the Yavam says, I'm the Yerush, and they say they're the Yerush, so it's a Safik. And Safik is Safik, and the Chalik is we do Chaliku or Chazaka. So what comes out of Fizeh, a few rabbis pshat, that Beishami holds, Beishami also agrees to Ain't Safik Metz Devada. Because in the Reisha, he agrees. So he agrees to Ain't Safik Metz Devada. That's a bit now, rabbis, Abayas have a question on that. Beishami Ain't Safik Metz Devada. Eisve Abaya. You say Ein Sof Mitzvah Vaday? Do you say such a din of Ein Sof Mitzvah Vaday? You have to remember that the word Ein Sof Mitzvah Vaday is very, you have a term all over Shas. It means different things, different places. This is not exactly the right. It means Ein Sof Mitzvah Vaday, a Sofik. It means B'chazokadik, really. So the more than Avakasha, Lachari, does B'shami hold Ein Sof Mitzvah Vaday? But tonight we're in the Mishnah. This is a new case. Nafal Abai is a law of Al Ovev. You have here a guy, Reuven, and Reuven is really a pauper. He has no money. But Reuven has a lot of chayvus. He's a bal chayv. He owes money, and his father is a shtikla gvir. Okay, and the house fell on both of them. He's visiting his father's mansion, and the thing collapsed. Nafal abayis alav al aviv, alav al mirisha. One case where he's visiting his people, someone who's his mirish, his close relative who would be mirish him. He has no money again. B'hayo alav ksuvas isha bal chayv. He owes money, so now he dies. So it's a shayla if he dies without money or not. If his father died first, then he died a pauper. If his father died first, then he died with a Yerusha. If he died first, he died as a pauper. So now here, the Baal Chayv here wants the money, and the Baal Chayv is in a taina. What do you mean? I know that the father died first, and he has money. I'm getting from the father's possessions, from the father's estate, I'm getting money. So Yerushiav Imrim HaBen Meis Rishon. Yerushiav said that the son died first, and he died a pauper. The father died first, and then the son died, and therefore the son has Yerusha to give. So it says in this Mishnah in Mesechus Bar Basra, Beisham Oimrim Yachloiku, Beisham is Yachloiku, it's a good suffix. Beisham Oimrim, Nechasim Echaskasim, the Chasim say in the Cheskas the father. In this case over here, in this Mishnah Bar Basra, Yerusha Av Vadai, the Yerusha Av Vadai, they're Vadai Yerush. Ubachoiv is a Safik. Bachoiv is a Safik. The Bachoiv only gets his din after you pass in that it belongs to Reuven the son. Then the Bachoiv comes and collects. He's a Safik. Because the Safik is about to hear. Betiltak holds, you don't get anything. But Beshami says he get. So you see that Beshami holds Safik is Devadai. So why in the case of the Reisha do we say that the Yavam gets no nechasim because the Isha is called a Vadai, he holds Safmais the Vadai, Vishami holds. The Bachoy, Bachoy, is Chalik with Yar Shav. With the Yar Shav.
What I'm saying is, that's about
$1 million. Right. He only gets half of his Chalik.
Right, he's going to get
half of his. But he still gets something. The Safmais might hear it's Chalik. It's a question.
On the Shav, that he's right.
I know, but the Gemara is assuming now. The Gemara is calling him a sofer because even on the tzad he's right. We first have to paskin that goes to. It's really the dead person
is.
I know, but still the argument really is between the sofik that is the ben and the other mirishim. He is just a secondary thing. He's a secondary thing. Like Rashi says, the first wide line. The ilu ba'choyv mechusuk ve'ina achiyachziku bezdim behem. So that's, he's calling that a sofik now. They're called a vada. That's the Gemara's Teretz. It's a little hard to understand, but they're calling him a Safik because he's Mechus Gevayin. We'll see the Gemara's Teretz will make him into a regular Safik, regular Vadai, just as much as that. So Kash is, by Shamei, the Shamei in some way said, Vadai, why are we giving any rights to the Vachoyv here? The Vachoyv is Mechus Gevayin. And for the Gemara, Kesari B'Shamei, Shtara Oymer Ligvois Gavidami. If a Vachoyv or a Ksuba is, Oymer Ligvois is, it has the power to collect, it's like it's collected already, and therefore he's called a muchzik also. He does just as much muchzik as the Yerush. Just like the Yerush have a right, he has a right also, and he's like he collected already, so therefore, he's considered a regular vada vada, or called sofik, whatever you want to call it, it's not sofik meitziv de vada. So Rabbi had a kasha on Rabbah that Beishami doesn't hold in some ways the vada. Teretz he does hold in some ways the vada. I hear by Nafalov, why is Bachav get something? Because he holds shtar oim elikvayis gavidami. What's the makar that Beishami holds? The time to the Mishnah and Masechta Saita. Mesu balehem acheloi shasu. If we know a case that if a isha is secludes herself with someone and she was warned before, she had to drink the mes saita. And until she drinks the mes saita, she's also to her husband. And if she tackles mazana, she gets no ksuba. But here, what happened was the husband died before she had a chance to drink the mei saita. So does she get a ksuba or not? That's a big shaila now. Will she get a ksuba or not? If she's mezana, no ksuba. If she's not mezana, she gets a ksuba. And we can't let her drink anymore. We'll see in a second why not. So let's see the Mishnah. Meis ba'alei ma'asar shasar. Ve'sham ha'erim nit nuksuba asam. Ve'inoi shoysa. She gets a ksuba. U'meisil oimrim, oi shoysa is, oi loy nait lois ksuba asam. Either she drinks, or she doesn't take ksuba. Freight thing, well, shoysa, she could drink. It says in the pasuk, "V'heviy ishus ishtoi." The husband has to bring his wife to the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Achman of Aleka, and he's not alive anymore. So Ella, this you have to read Beisilah's words. Ella mitoych shloy shoyis, since she can't drink, loy noy tois ksuba asam, she doesn't take ksuba. So next, analyze Beishami shita. Beishami says she gets a ksuba. What in the world is going on here? V'ha'cha the sofik zanoi, because it's sofik mazei vada. And here she is taking a ksuba away from the vada. What's going on here? We make her into the muchzik because her ksuba is like it's collected already. And now the yarsha had to make a raya. She's mizana. She's the muchzik because star of ligus go with them. She collected her ksuba already. Oh, you want to say that she's mizana? Bring a raya. So she is the muchzik. So it's a raya. The veshamel star of ligus go with them, and that's pshat in the mishnah and nafal love also as well. So the question is like this: Faith the Gemara now. So Abaya, who didn't know about the mustik of Oymer Ligvois Gavadami. Therefore, he asked the kasha of Nafalov. Pray to Gemara, Nafalov is in Masechta Bava Basra. This is Masechta Saita. Why aren't you asking this Mishnah that's much closer to Masechta Zivamis, like Rashi says, it's in Seyed and Oshim, and why are you running to Masechta Bava Basra? What's Pshat? So, Vabaya, Loisim Ha'ol, you should have asked the kasha B. See, here is Safmois Devada. Because Fiyam is not Oymer Ligvois Gavadami, so Ksubas Isha is a Safim. Vabaya, Loisim Ha'ol. So I don't know. Don't look ksuba is isha shiny mishum chino. Maybe you'd say, really, there's no oymer ligvois gavadami. But ksuba is isha has special din of collecting because we wanted to find chen in the husband's eyes, and we want her to be able to be happily married. Therefore, we give someone a ksuba very easily because we want the man to find chen be'ene ha'noshim, and they will want to get married. Therefore, we give her money. We want to, you know. Therefore, it's not a raya. I'm like, we give people super faster. Freit Gemara kasha, another kasha the Baya could have asked. Lasik suva demastisim. Why don't you ask the Mishnah or Mishnah alone? Who's the muchzik on the ksuba? the Yarshe HaBaal, which means the husband's family, the Yavam, the recent estate. Because they have to collect it from them. And Abaya is all in Ligwis Gavadami. So according to Abaya, how did he understand Rava's Pshat? It says that Yachloiku, Fibe Shame, how you Yachloiku in the Ksuba if it belongs to the family? I can tell me Chino, here she's dead. There's no Chino when she's dead. So why would the Yarshim of the her Yarshim get a Ksuba, Lechaira, it's Maitzvei Vadai? So why did Abaya have a Kash from there? Meneo Beish asked a Kasha on Rava. That you're saying ain't something zevada in the reisha, ain't something zevada. The sefer says ksuba you collect. You see something zevada, and Echav he could answer shach tarim religious goyed on me, but he didn't hold of it. Abaya didn't hold of it. Why did Abaya ask him rabba when they obey? And for the Gemara, according to Abaya, loy pligi, he's not arguing on ksuba. They're not arguing. Everyone agrees. Amen bechazkasam. Break the Gemara. Loy not arguing. Vaktani it says meisa she dies. Ma yasa b'ksuba. So what you do with the ksuba? When the chosim hanechnasim yetsimima. Beshamem Yachloiku, Yoshabam Yoshab. Beshame says, you make a chaluko, Yoshabam Yoshab. We still are in the chasm of Chaskasim. And we still says it goes with Chaskasim. So what do you see? He says, what you do with the ksuba and Mechsmilog, Beshame says Chaluku. And we still says, Bechaskasim. See, do argue with ksuba. He says, no. How come? Let's say, read the Mishnah. Meisa Mayasa Bechsubash of a Shafka. We didn't say what happens it. And we say what Basil says, Bechazaka. Everyone agrees it goes with Chazaka. Nechasim, hanechnos ve'yitzimim, v'sham v'mechleiku, yorshe'abal, yorshe'ab, the yorshe'abal split up the yorshe'ab, u'bisil arm nechnosim v'chizkosim, the nechnosim arm v'chizkosim. So according to Abaye, he'll learn that the Taka don't argue on ksuba. And I'm going to ask you, this is not medeika, really I'm missing meduyik, not arguing on ksuba, why? The k'toni yachleiku yorshe'abal, yorshe'ab. It says the yorshe'abal go is split with the yorshe'ab. It sounds like we're talking about the nechnichsim alug, which really are the yorshe'ab's world. It's in her world. We split it with them. But like Tony Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim Baal, because the Ksuba would be in Yerushalayim's world. If they came to split it, what would it say? It would say Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim Baal. Since it doesn't say that, Shema Mino, that they're not arguing about Ksuba. You see, they're not arguing about Ksuba, and it's not because of Emel Ligvay Segovah Dami, they're just not arguing about Ksuba. The whole theory goes Bechazak Ataka, Echanami. Al Kaponim, that is our two Pshatim so far. We have Ula's Pshat, which means the chilek is between a zikas of Aruso, Zikas of Nesua, and when we have Rava's pshat, what the chilek is she alive or not alive? So we'll learn one more Gemara, Abaya and Rava's pshat. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Abaya Omar, a new pshat, whole new pshat. Abaya Omar, that we're going back to the answer, the difference between Reisha and the Sefer. That's what we're trying to answer. Reisha, the Naflo, Kishim Shmeres Yavam, Sefer, the Naflo, Kishim Shmeres Yavam. Avada, we're talking about here a case of Nesua. We're talking about a case of Nesua, and we're not getting involved in Meso, not Meso. We're not getting involved in that. The Chilik is like this. The Reisha, the Nechasim fell when she was a Shmeres Yavam, only after her husband died. Since it fell after her husband died, so there, it's in her Rishus, and she could do what she wants with it. The Sefer, it was told in a case where the chasim fell while she was still married to the rishon. V'kesava abaya yodoy ki yodoy, which Rashi explains like this: Abaya holds that by nesua, the both the husband and the wife are equally bailim on the chasim that fall to her, and therefore when he dies, the yavam only has a zika, and that's less of a shush than her. And therefore, the Nechasim say, stay Bechaskasim. And Masha'inkin, Beishami holds Achloiku, Beishami holds that when they're married, the husband's more powerful. And when he dies, they're equal now. Therefore, Yachloiku. That's what Abaya holds. Abaya holds, Bechloiku, Beishami, Beisil is, if Yodoy ki Yodoy when they're married, or Yodoy Adifa mi Yodoy. According to Beisil, Yodoy ki Yodoy when they're married, so when he dies, the Yavam only has a lower din. And therefore, it stays by her chazaka. Vashayinke, according to Beishamai, when they're married, the Baal is more powerful. So when they die, they're equal, and therefore, yachloiku. That's how Abaya learns. Omalei, it's good. Abaya, they're saying that they're both talking about the same thing as Suha, just the shayla is when the Nechasim fell. Rava, we know, like Rashi says, we know already from Sechet Suvis, holds that everyone agrees, Yodai is Odif mi Yodai. So if you Rava, that can't be a pshat. Because if you Rava, it should be Yachloiku then. So Amalei Rava, either not the Rikshu Takht of the Baal, if it fell Peshas when they were married, the Kuli Amalei Pligi the Yodah Adifim Yodah, and therefore if he dies, it'll be Yachloiku. Ela Idi Idi Nafla Kishu Shmeres Yavam. Both cases, Reisha and Seifa, is talking about Nechasim fell Shmeres Yavon. Now really, if Nechasim fell when she's a Shmeres Yavon, really, she should be in control. The husband is nothing. But Reisha, the Loi Ovad Ba Maimer, Reisha, the Yavon did not do Maimer, therefore, she is full control. Seifa, so went to Ovad Ba Maimer, where she did, where he did Maimer to her. She has a little bit of a connection. The Kesava Rabba, so if he based Hillel, Maimer is not a connection. Still goes Basa Chazaka. That Maimon does with Vishamai a certain amount of kinyan, like we learned. It's a little kinyan derais, at least. So it makes it a vade arusa of a sofik nesua. Vade arusa litchis b'tzara. That if it's a tzara, a chais isha will knock it off, because it's a real kedusha on her. V'sofik nesua lachim nechasim. It makes the Maimer does enough make a sofik nesua to get a chaluka on the nechasim. So according to Rava, if she, Chatzim falls and she's married, that Lekuliyama, if he dies, then Yachleku. Then the halacha is that since the husband has such a strong hand, he passes over a certain Kaicha to the Yavam, and the Yavam will split it with the Isha. Masha Inkin, if it fell after already he died, the husband died, the first husband died, so then it depends. If there's no Maimer, then she is full control. If there is Maimer, so then the halacha will be, it's a chalik according to Bishamai. Why? Because Maimer does something for Bishamai. It makes a little bit of suffix Mesuah. Masha Inkin Beisil holds, Maimer does nothing. And Met Hashem, tomorrow Shir, we will continue this discussion of Rava and Abaya, and have a few more tidbits, and start a new Mishnah tomorrow. Yeah.